The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Well, what's good, everybody? Happy Thanksgiving Eve to each and everyone out there. We don't stop, though. We go 7 days a week, 365 days a year. This is The Early Edge, your daily sports betting brand of record. And we are powered, as always, by the almighty Sports Line, the best value in all of sports. Now, yesterday, if I had two words to describe the day, it would be bad beat across the board because it was just close call after close call after close call. But as we tell you all the time, when you do this 7 days a week, you're going to have days like this. So manage that bankroll. I don't even want to talk about soccer. My man Martin Green was on every right game, and late in the games yesterday, it was brutal to watch. All right, let's bring in the stars of the show. Because you think they ask off for the day before Thanksgiving? Oh, hell to the no. Live from Las Vegas, Zach Attack. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Coach. Good morning, guys. I'm actually looking at the chat right now. Zach Mueller, I'm going to be opposite of you on my play here. So that's a little sneak preview of my pick. But I do have to say, the storyline yesterday with Larry playing basketball, I picked up a basketball yesterday for the first time in months. It felt great. We won on the UT Grand Rio play in college basketball. Let's try to have another winner today.
I love that the maestro is inspiring you to get back on the court. So we got to go right to the maestro then. Say, maestro, you're an inspiration to all. Good afternoon. Or I guess good morning, sir.
Good morning. Well, I guess maybe that helps take the sting out of Cincinnati and some other plays that went down in flames very late. I don't even want to go into the details, but Zach, I'm curious, was this like pickup ball at the Y or, you know, what was the situation?
No, just actually, I brought the basketball, picking up my son at the school, and we just played because it was the day before the holiday. They're off of school for the next 3 days, so we just played after school for like 30, 40 minutes.
That's the best. After school hoops with the kid, nothing better. Nothing better. Jay Smooth, he still plays after school. College. Jay Smith, good morning, sir.
Morning, Coach. Good morning, everybody. Excited to be here. Give out a couple more picks today. College basketball has been a lot of fun. It is the middle of feast week. We have about 60, 70 games today, tipping off in just under an hour. So lots of action.
Real quick, Jay Smith, the model that you told us about a month or two ago, and you're like, Coach, let me be the college basketball guy. I've got a model. It works. What's the model done? What's the record the last few days?
Yeah, sure. Can you do that out for me? Yeah, my pleasure. So the season for the model has been 70-48-1, which has led to a 26-14 record on Sportsline, including 15-3 in the last about 8 days or so. So pretty fun.
I would say that's pretty good. You have earned the machine moniker. There's no doubt about that. And we're going to have more today. More today. All days at 50 or 60 games. The old days of there's no sports the day before Thanksgiving. Those days are O-V-E-R over. Don't forget, follow our YouTube page right now. It's free. Turn on those notifications because we've got a ton in your feed right now. We did our NFL mega preview yesterday, the college football preview today with AB and the boys. You got to know every time it drops into your feet. All right, let's get into storylines that could affect the betting lines today. And Zach, we're going to start with you. You got a little trailblazer news today. What do you got?
The Portland Trailblazers. We saw some crazy line movement in the NBA games, especially in the Clippers, Mavericks, and Portland, Denver. I had Portland on the site yesterday, -6. And with the Nikola Jokic not playing, it moved all the way to 10 right before game time. You usually don't see that big of a line movement for one player. And they ended up covering both numbers. So that's the crazy story about it. But Portland today, they're going to go play Sacramento on the road at Sacramento. That's the team that beat them the first game of the year. We talked about Sacramento on yesterday's storyline. They lost 8-9. We're flat in the first game with Alvin Gentry replacing Luke Walton as the interim coach. And there's a little nugget here on Portland. They're just 1-7 on the road this year, 9-1 at home. And after they've won a home game and they go on the road, 0-3 this year, they've had some bad losses by 30, loss by 12, and a loss by 8.
Educate and entertain, ladies and gentlemen. Educate and entertain. Understand those splits. Now, there is a big game this Thursday, Thanksgiving, tomorrow. It just sneaks up on you. And both teams still think their season is in front of them. Maestro, talk to me.
Yeah, the Bills Saints line is really moving fast. I got it on the Bills yesterday at Sportsline, a pretty good number at 4.5. It's up to 6.5 in some spots because not only did Kamara not practice, Ingram also, Davenport, who's, you know, maybe their best pass rusher or one of their top pass rushers, Troutman, the tight end. They activated Tony Jones to as a running back. He hasn't played in a couple of months. So the injury reports keep looking more and more dire for the Saints. And this is all the way up to 6.5, might even hit 7. At this point, I can't justify getting on the Bills. Wish I got 4, but I did get it at 4.5.
Damn. We knew too, doing our mega preview yesterday. We knew this was going to happen. And that's why we do the show early, is to get that early number. And right now a lot of the value is out of it, but I'm sure some of us will be stupid and still try to bet the number, beat the number on Thursday, because that's what we do. That's just what we do. All right, let's get into our board for the day, and we've got several different sports today. We're going to start with a little soccer from our guy Martin W. Green. Yesterday, my goodness, if they played 85-minute games, we would have cleaned the board, but they don't, and the last 5 minutes of every game sucked. Today, we're right back at it. Champions League action. We're going to go Man City and PSG. Now, this is a new kind of cool bet that we started giving out. You can go both teams to score and the over 2.5 goals. Combine it. It brings the number way down to -110. So put those two things together. Both teams have to score and it go over 2.5. So it has to be at least 2-1 and you will cash that ticket. By the way, if you watch that Champions League episode right now in your feed, there is another play there as well. And also on Sportsline for you members, you know all the articles are there as well from Martin W. Green. All right, let's get into my guys now. Up first today, and he's been on fire with his college hoop picks. We're going right back to the well today. Zach, the floor is yours.
I thought you were going to go with Jay Smooth there. Not necessarily on fire yet with college basketball. I'm hoping to get there doing better.
You won last night.
One last night, but I've got to build a streak to say I'm hot in college basketball. Let's get it going, though. I'm going to take Xavier -9 against Iowa State. This line moved from 8 last night. I hope it doesn't bite me here, but Xavier -9. This is a neutral site game being played at the Barclays Center at Brooklyn, so keep that in mind. Still tournament play, obviously, leading up to Thanksgiving. But both these teams are 4-0, but I like Xavier a little bit better here just based on their system. They have a fluid system. 70% of their scoring comes from 4 guards. Everybody knows Paul Scruggs, but keep an eye on Colby Jones, a rising sophomore. He went from averaging 13 points per game after averaging 7 last year, and I just think they have that team identity. They've had the better schedule. They beat Ohio State. They just got into the top 25, ranked 25th. And Iowa State, to me, they don't have the scoring balance yet, and that's the biggest difference for me. They don't know their roles. They've had a weak schedule. That 4-0 is smoke and mirrors. Go ahead and play the number, the big number here on Xavier, -9.
And it happens so much that you see a 4-0 or a 5-0, you're, oh, they must be really, really good. And then it's always against maybe an NAIA team or a Division II team or something like that. By the way, Him146 in the chat, I see you. I seriously love this show. It's the best part of my day. Well, guess what? Him146, it's the best part of our day, too. So thank you for rolling with us. Now, I am going to go to the man that Zach thought I was introducing the first time. Jay Smooth, you have been on fire. Oh, look at that look. Damn, son. All right, I'll back off. What do you got today?
No, it's all good. Sorry if I scared you a little bit there, Coach. I'm very focused, trying to balance a few things over here, trying to get these picks all right. But okay, let's get right into it. All good, baby. All right. So the model has a few picks today. So the first one we're going to go with is UL Monroe. So this one we're getting at +16.5. I have it around +13. So 3.5-point edge. They're playing Louisiana Tech. So this is an in-state rivalry game. I think this is just way too big of a line. So actually both teams just played against Northwestern State and Monroe beat them worse. So they won by almost 30 points and Louisiana Tech only won by around 20 points. So I'm actually kind of shocked to see this one be this high. I think it comes down not to like a bucket. I do think that Louisiana Tech's going to win. They're the better ranked team. But getting this to like 16, 17 points just seems like a tall task. I'll take the points there. The next pick I'm going to take is UC San Diego. They have been hot. They've won every game by at least 10 points. They've beaten some good teams, and they're going to be the underdog today. I still have them as the underdog, but instead of 5.5, I would make this plus 2.5. So getting a good 3-point edge there as well. And then lastly, I'm going to take a favorite in Memphis. I got this one around -1.5, -2 last night. You're going to get it -2.5 now, maybe even 3. I wouldn't play 3, but if you can get -2.5, I like this one. Memphis is just a great team. I think they're going to run into this. Who are they playing? Sorry, they're playing Virginia Tech, right? And Virginia Tech has been good, but Memphis has been better. This is going to be a tough task for Virginia Tech. They haven't played a team this good yet. So I look for Memphis to get this one done by a couple buckets and cover -2.5.
I have not looked at the number yet, so this is just spitballing here. But being a low number, would you play the money line, which would probably, I'm assuming at this number, would be 140, 150 probably?
Yeah, if you don't really want to deal with the spread and you think it might be a little closer, I don't hate the money line here. I probably would default to taking the spread, or maybe if you're going to take a worse bet, a more juiced bet, consider maybe buying half a point, getting it to 2. But that's about it. I don't really like doing much else besides taking the -110, -115 numbers on the spreads. That's how I bet.
Oh, but you do like doing other things. You say you don't, but you do. And Jody in the chat, he knows exactly what you like to do. He said, "Did Jay Smooth get a Macy's Parade NFT?"
I heard someone DM'd me about that. I haven't heard about it yet, though.
If anybody out there wants to know about NFTs, we've got our guy.
Yeah.
Tell the world your new little machine.
My robot.
Yeah, your robot that you use for Twitter right now, right?
Yes.
That's
the virtual representation of the model. That's how it looks, if you wanted to understand. It's a big robot
Virtual representation of the model.
Correct.
Okay. The virtual representation of the model. This is too good. Okay. We've got it.
Educate and entertain, baby, you know?
You're right. And just so everybody knows, if you try to use that picture,
I'm coming after
you. You cannot use it. He owns it. He owns that NFT. Nobody's using that scrambled up machine looking picture.
It looks better than me. So, you know.
All right. It's come to that time of the show. You know, he's our anchor. You know, he is our heartbeat. And when he is ticked off from losing a couple bets, I don't want to be in front of him. Maestro, what do you got?
All right. Well, the NBA has been better to me than college hoops so far. So I'm going to give out this Warriors -10.5 against the 76ers. Embiid is out for the 9th straight game. They've covered 2 of those 8. Those were wins against the Kings, who we know about the Kings. And the other one was the Nuggets, very depleted roster. The Warriors had 2 full days of rest, 7-3 against the spread at home. They've only lost once at home all season. Number 1 in defensive efficiency. And the next team is not even close. Sixers are 25th in defense. And Harris, Green, Curry, the Sixers, Curry, all questionable for Philly. The subs played great, had a great outing against the Kings. I don't think they could do it 2 in a row against the Warriors.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I love this play. Golden State looks like not only do they want to have a great record this year, they want to blow everybody out and make sure Steph Curry wins the MVP. Hector in the chat had an interesting idea. AB, can you bring up Hector's chat? He goes, how about teasing Memphis +1 and Virginia Tech +7? Are they playing each other? Aren't they?
Yeah, that sounds like a Mike McClure donkey type play to me.
I don't think that you can tease the both sides of the game in the same game. Can you?
Maybe DraftKings or someone might let you do it.
Yeah, I don't know
about that though.
Try to middle yourself.
Yeah, if it is allowed, I don't know about it, because I do like the Memphis play due to the chance that it could end up being a runaway game for Memphis. There's there's a heavier chance than what we're being offered at Memphis winning. So like the line should be a little bit bigger because Memphis could just destroy them. So we'll see. But yeah, I don't really like +7 there for Virginia Tech still. Like I just didn't bet that.
Yeah, that was actually I was actually joking, and then you took it seriously, which made it no. I mean, I'm sure Hector was writing it seriously too. You mean I'm always trying to joke around, but okay, cool. That was actually better than I expected. Thank you, Jay Smooth. All right, we are up against it. Grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here is the recap. We hope AB's on the ones and twos today, so there's that. All right. Oh, it looks really, really good today. In fact, it looks glorious today. Maestro's on the Warriors minus 10.5. Zach Attack on Xavier minus 8 over Iowa State. Smoke and mirrors is what he said about Iowa State. Then Jay Smooth, you heard the numbers on the model. We're going 3 today. Louisiana Monroe plus 16.5. UC San Diego plus 5.5. Memphis minus 1.5. And then from Sportsline, remember, we have Champions League action today. It never stops. We're going to go both teams to score over 2.5 goals. Put those together. You get it minus 110. And it is really, really nice. Manchester City, and PSG. Then the AB3 today, we're going money line across the board, plus 200. Xavier, St. Louis, and Vermont, put them together. And you've got yourself a nice little tasty parlay, money line wise. All right. Most of you are off work today. Most of you have your kids home today. Spend time with them, play with them, love on them, spend time with your family, pay it forward, and let's all do this together. Let's stay positive, all right? There's only one thing left to do, and you know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these pre-Thanksgiving tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire team, Maestro, Zach Attack, Jay Smooth, the Machine, AB, and, of course, the jeweler who puts it all together here at the brand. We love doing it. Holidays are our busiest time. We grind for you later today, 3 p.m. Eastern time. College football mega preview with AB and the boys. Then tomorrow, our morning show. Then late morning, we'll preview all three games on Thanksgiving Day. Make sure you turn on those notifications so you know the second that the show starts. All right? Tell all your friends the only sports betting brand you even need to worry about is right here at the Early Edge. Good luck.